Disclaimer. This is a queer romantic erotica with a little comedy. This show is for mature audiences only. Now enjoy this show. You are listening to Lita's Letters After Dark. I don't know if my mind was playing tricks on me or the universe was speaking to me. The couple asked me, was everything okay? I told them yes, but I needed to go. I offered to pay for my dinner and drink, but the introverted partner said, don't worry about it. She will put it on her tab. I told them that I look forward to receiving the email. I left the restaurant and got inside of my car. I was sitting there for a minute. I didn't understand what was happening. I only had one drink. Maybe I should give up drinking altogether. I drove off. Nonetheless, the dinner went well with the clients. I was still thinking about how the aggressive film was rubbing my hands under the table and what that meant. Maybe it didn't mean anything and she was just lustful. So many things. I made it home. I took off my clothes, washed my face, and brushed my teeth. I jumped in bed and was sound asleep. My alarm clock went off at 6 a.m. Oh no, not today. It's Saturday and I'm sleeping in, I said out loud. 2 hours later, I heard another sound that I thought was my alarm. But it was a text from Tia that said, good morning, sunshine. I hope that you had a beautiful morning and I will see you tonight at 7 p.m. How sweet, I thought. But I rolled back over. It wasn't my time to wake up, and nothing or no one was going to get me up this early. 30 minutes later, my phone goes off, and Coco was FaceTiming me. Damn, could a girl sleep in on a Saturday? And why was everyone up so early? Hello, I answered. Good morning. Are you still in bed? Asked Coco. I was trying to be. What's up, girl? I said. How was yoga? Asked Coco. It was too early for all those damn questions from Coco, I thought to myself. Yoga was terrible, but good, I said. Well, the real reason that I am calling you is to see if you want to double date tonight and see that new movie, said Coco. That's a terrible idea, and I already have plans, I said. With who? Asked Coco. I am going back to sleep, I said. I hung up the phone and silenced it. It was now noon, and I finally got up. I responded back to Tia's message. I was wondering what the surprise was and where she's taking me. Since I was seeing her at 7, I planned to stay inside until then. I wanted some me time. I got in the shower and then put on loungewear. I decided to order in and just sit here and watch all my guilty pleasure shows. I ordered from my favorite Mexican restaurant. I was craving a fat salmon burrito and chips with guacamole. I was living my best life. It was 5 p.m. I was done pigging out and letting my eyes burn from watching all the reckless TV. It was time to get ready for the surprise evening with Tia. I wasn't sure if there was a dress code because I didn't want to be too casual. I decided to wear something sexy and comfy. I put out this burgundy V-neck sleeveless tailored jumpsuit. I paired it with my green sneakers and a flower printed jacket. I pulled my locks up in a bun. I did a cute little beat on my face and wore my favorite heroin lipstick from MAC. Tia texted me and said that she was on her way. She picked me up and she warned me that the drive would be an hour. She told me to get comfortable and relax. She had this nice 90s R&B playlist. We were dancing and singing our hearts out. There were intimate moments when we were singing to each other and holding hands. We pulled up in front of the place and I still couldn't tell where we were. The windows were dark and tinted, so I couldn't see inside. We got up to the door and this curtain was pulled back and this lady greeted us. When we walked inside, it was beautiful. Beautiful women walking around everywhere. Some were in costumes. Tia took me to a burlesque show. Not just any burlesque show. This place was called Glow Cones. They were known for their alcohol-flavored snow cones. Now, what's better than an adult snow cone that glows in the dark and watching beautiful women take their clothes off and dance? You can choose any kind of liquor that you wanted. I know that I said I should stop drinking, but I guess not tonight. This was a very brilliant date. We both got the Green Ghost Glow Cone. It had Crown Royal, Regal Apple Whiskey, Green Apple Vodka, and Sprite. The show was starting and we were seated. The first dancer that was on stage was Ruby Electra. Ruby was very intriguing. She was different than most burlesque dancers that I have seen. She was tall, athletic built, androgynous, and she was a mocha complexion with natural long curly red hair. That woman had moves. She started with her hands up in the air and then she slowly brought them down and started caressing her body. Her body was moving with the music. She was connecting to the song and the audience was connecting to her. She was feeling sexy. She turned around with her back facing the audience and slapped her ass. She bent over, came back up, and whipped her beautiful rear curls in the air. She wore this gold spiked bra and a dominatrix BDM SM black leather fringe pants that showed her ass. Her entire ass was out. That was a great view for me because I was an ass kind of lady. I loved a woman with a nice booty. She wore a red calf lace-up BDSM fetish boot. Miss Ruby Electra had on a black lip. Her lashes were long and full and black eyeliner. She was giving me vamp meets goth realness. She was very fiery. I stared so hard hoping that she could give me a quick glance. And she did. She glanced and smiled at me. I was secretly fangirling. Ruby took her clothes off and got inside this oversized, bedazzled champagne glass. This beautiful lady got on stage and poured champagne all over Ruby as she kicked her legs in the air. The more she kicked, the bigger the splash. Her act was over and I had to go to the ladies' room. I went to the restroom and I was freshening up. And Ruby Electra walked in. I thought to myself, what an awkward moment to talk to this lady. We made eye contact, and I told her how beautiful a dancer she was. She told me that I had beautiful eyes that told a story. She told me that I should come to her next show. I heard the announcer saying that the show was starting again. I told Miss Ruby that she would definitely see me again. Then I exit the bathroom. The second act had started and it was so dark inside I couldn't find Tia. Also, I was slightly tipsy. The usher suggested that I sat in the back for now until the act was over. I sat next to this beautiful woman. She was brown skinned, had a short pixie cut, and was curvy. She reminded me of Summer in some ways. I noticed that she was staring at me. I tried not to look her way, but I did anyway. While the show was on, we were flirting with each other through our gestures. I didn't mention to her that I was here with someone else. Was that even important? We had 15 minutes before intermission, and it was getting very intense between the woman next to me, my alcohol tolerance, and the burlesque dancers. My kitty was throbbing. I whispered in her ear and said that I was here with someone. She said that she was too. It was one of the dancers. I was hoping that it wasn't Ruby Electra. She grabbed my hand and put it in between her thighs, and I felt her warm sensation. She was moving her inner thighs slowly, thrusting her vagina against my hand, leaving me to feel the moistness within. She whispered in my ear and asked if I would have a threesome with her and her partner, and I told her that I don't do that for free. The second act was over, saved by the bell. Before I can get up, she gave me her number. I got up and smiled at her. I went to find Tia. Tia asked me what happened, and I told her the funny story. Well, half of the story, and I don't think it was funny at all, if she knew what really happened. We went to get another green ghost snow cone and butter popcorn. We went back to our seats to enjoy the last two acts for the night. The dancers were great, but I was only intrigued by Miss Ruby. I had never seen a dancer like her. Her look was very different. Her energy was very intense. As the last act was closing out, they brought back all the dancers. Everyone was clapping. I think that I was clapping a little too damn hard. The show was over and everyone was leaving. Right when we were exiting the door, someone bumped into me and lightly touched my back. I looked back to see who it was. It was the woman that I sat next to during the earlier act. Her and her partner both winked at me with a smile. I did a half smile and kept it moving. As I was slowly turning my head back, Tia asked if I was hungry. In my mind, I was like, hell yeah. Especially after those two strong-ass green monster cones or whatever they were called. But I replied with a simple yes. We went to a small place nearby to eat. We talked about the show, who was our favorite dancers. I touched her hand and told her that this was a great surprise. The server came to our table and took out orders. I ordered two fish tacos, Mexican corn, and we shared chips and guacamole. Tia ordered the exact same thing. I love Mexican food. I could eat this every day. We both destroyed that entire meal to pieces. I paid for our dinner since T was nice for taking me out to a burlesque show. We got inside of her car and she drove me home. We pulled up to my place and Tia looked very hesitant about something. I didn't know if she wanted a kiss or to get invited up. "There's something important that I want to tell you," said Tia. "Oh, wait, before I forget, I want to ask you if you want to attend this event with me," I interrupted. "Like be your date?" I asked Tia. "I mean, I guess," I said. She gave me this confused and unsatisfying look on her face. "Yes, be my date. Would you like to be my date for an event?" I asked. "Yes, I would." "See, that's all you had to say. Was that so hard?" Tia said. "Actually, that was very hard for me to say. I thought to myself. Oh, what did you have to tell me before I rudely interrupted you? I said, I forgot. Don't worry about it, Tia said.